24:13-35. Now that same day, two of them were going to the village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said. But him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he exclaimed to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it's nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us when he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A verse from our reading today, verse 35. Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. There's a technical word for a communion service, and it's Eucharist. But I try to eliminate long words from church because I just don't like long words. I'm a simple person. Words like intercessions, heartfelt prayers for people and situations. Words like offertory prayer, thanking God that we can give his money for his work here and elsewhere. Words like Eucharist, where we break bread together and recognize Jesus. That's what we'll be doing shortly after I've stopped talking. I'm also the church treasurer. I've mentioned money once so far, and I will not mention it again today. I was taught at Vicar School that every talk should have a good beginning and a good end, and the two ends should be as close together as possible. So I'm going to try and do that today. I want to take you on a journey back through time to the dust and heat of Roman-occupied Palestine, and on a walk from the city of Jerusalem to the village of Emmaus, then a walk back from the village of Emmaus back to Jerusalem, and indeed back to here, CSK today, and the breaking of bread. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we ask that you'll open our eyes and our ears and our hearts so that we can see you more clearly, understand your truth, and respond from within. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now here's a picture for you. I wonder what the first thing you see is. Do you see the goose facing the left? Or do you see the squirrel facing the right? Or do you just think I'm talking nonsense? They were kept from recognizing Jesus. I put Jesus in italics because it says him in the Bible, and I want you to know what's me speaking and what's the Bible speaking. But it does refer to Jesus right enough. As the two of them, a man named Cleopas and another unnamed person, man or woman, start the journey, they're talking about the events of the first Easter. The amazing Palm Sunday when Jesus entered Jerusalem. The incident in the temple where Jesus stuffed up the money changers and threw them out. Jesus' last teachings to his disciples. Maybe the Last Supper. Then the dreadful Friday. The emptiness of Saturday. And the astonishing news on Sunday morning that the tomb was empty. An angel said that Jesus was alive. As they walked those 7 miles, I don't suppose whether they knew whether to laugh or cry. As they set out on their journey, they were certainly confused. And then, from behind, came Jesus. They didn't recognize him. They'd heard a rumor he was alive, but not that anybody had seen him. Had he risen from the dead? He was certainly missing from the tomb. Mary Magdalene said she'd seen him. They just saw a man coming and joining them. They weren't looking for Jesus. They didn't expect to see Jesus. And they didn't see that it was Jesus. They were kept from recognizing Jesus. Jesus was hidden from them in plain sight because he wasn't expected. And that could be like that in our lives. He could be hidden from us in plain sight because we don't really expect to recognize him. So Jesus asked them a question. What are you discussing together as you walk along? Now here's a question for us today. What were you discussing when you arrived in church? What are you waiting to discuss over coffee after the service with your friends today? Is it our Prime Minister deciding to bomb Syria? Is it right? Should we do it? Is it what a fantastic race the Grand National was? Is it the Chinese Grand Prix? And if you know the result, don't tell me, please. Aren't we doing well in the Commonwealth Games? Why are there so many stabbings in our major cities? What matters to us now, today, even as we're sitting in church facing towards God? What are you discussing together as you walk along? Well, the two are thinking about God. So they might be ahead of us there, mightn't they? The two were thinking about God, about the politics of occupation, about the risks to their safety. If the authorities were cracking down, would they now be in danger? Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days? Actually, Jesus was the only one who knew about these things and who understood them. What things, said Jesus. There were no social media in Jesus' day. Only people actually talking and actually listening to one another. There was no empty following of people or being fairly meaningless friends with people. There was just the real thing. Real caring, real understanding, real asking, real listening, real questions. And sincere answers. There was no tweeting of incendiary places before breakfast by world leaders. The two said, "We'd hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel." That's what every Jew of the day wanted, to be rid of the Romans, to be free once again, to make their own rules and their own laws. No reference there to Brexit. They'd seen Jesus speak powerfully and wisely. They'd seen some of his miracles and heard about others. They believed that Jesus could do it. They believed he would do it. And now they thought he was dead and buried, and somebody had stolen the body. The three of them were walking along, actually talking, actually listening. It was the real thing. Real caring, real understanding, real asking, real questions, and sincere answers. They wanted to be rid of the Romans, but Jesus was about to explain to them what they actually needed. And what about us? Well, we've got no Roman occupation to worry about. What do you want from Jesus? Well, Jesus will give you what you really need if you listen to him, if you talk to him, if you walk with him, and if you break bread with him in faith. The mug there is a reference to an Elvis Presley song. If I was brave, I'd sing it. But perhaps somebody else will. Come on, Jez. Come on, Jez. Nobody's safe, are they? A little less conversation, a little more action, please. That's it, that's all you got. That old song encourages us to walk the walk, not just talk about the walk. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. I don't think Jesus even mentioned ransoming Israel as he spoke to the two of them. But he would have explained how and why humankind became separated from God by our choosing to push him and his ideas to one side, thinking that we know best. As I get older, my wife says to me, "I know less and less." And I think she's right. It might be early onset Alzheimer's, I don't know. Jesus says, "How foolish you are and how slow to believe." We've been separated from God by choosing to push him and his ideas to one side, thinking that we know best. We're separated from God by putting other things first: pleasure, career, status, wealth. We're separated from God by choosing, knowingly, to do wrong. And we rack up a burden of guilt and shame and things we can never seemingly put right. We want a new hope. We want a fresh start. We want to know a new way of living. And we need help to do that. Jesus would have explained how his teaching, his living, and his miracles all pointed to that possibility. He would have explained how his death on the cross and the resurrection from that death to life has made it all possible for all who seek, for all who see the need and ask his help in their brokenness to have changed lives. Over the meal in Emmaus, the penny dropped. They'd seen Jesus do this many times. Just as many families naturally say grace at meals today, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. Those are the four fantastic things that happen in our communion service as we break bread together. Jesus took bread, the staple of life, and Jesus had said, "I am the bread of life." Jesus gave thanks because the bread has been given to us by God for life. And Jesus, the Son of God, has been given to us for new life. Jesus broke it, just as he would be broken on the cross, so that we could hand in our dirty rags and receive clean white linen. And Jesus gave it to them as a purposeful reminder, so that as they received the bread, they could understand that Jesus, the bread of life, had been sacrificed for them, and they could have new life in him. And we do that today in our communion service. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus, and he disappeared from their sight. Now, I don't know if anybody here believes they've seen the risen Jesus, but I do know that many people here have had their lives forever changed by an encounter with the living Jesus. And Jesus disappeared from their sight. His job with them was done. Were not our hearts burning within us, they said. And many of us here can give a similar account of what it felt like to have God the Holy Spirit growing faith in our hearts, or our brains, or our very soul, or wherever it is that faith grows in us. And they set off back to Jerusalem, only going much quicker. I bet they did that 7 miles quicker than they'd ever done it before. It's true, they said. The Lord has risen and appeared to Simon. This is slightly fascinating, because nowhere in the Gospels does it say that Jesus appeared to Simon at this time. It did later, but not now. But Paul confirms it in one of his letters. Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. And that's my prayer for us all today, that we might recognize Jesus when we break bread together. If today is the first time you really get it, then that's fantastic. If you really see who Jesus is and what he's done, do come for communion if you've never come before. Receive the bread and the wine. You might just like to mention that it's your first time when you receive the bread, so that the leaders know. And then after the service, I'd invite you to stay on and receive prayer, which I think is going to be in here after the service today, and explain to those who pray with you why you're coming, because the penny has dropped. You've recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread. So I hope that God said something to each one of us in these last few minutes, and I'm sorry, Jez, for making you sing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for his wonderful way of explaining your purposes. Thank you for his sacrifice. Thank you that we can meet with him in the breaking of the bread. Speak to us today, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.